One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I spoke to a neuroscientist about the negative effects alcohol has on our brain, so I decided I'm going to take 12 months off and bring you along for the journey. Each week, I'm going to document how it's affected me physically, emotionally, socially, and also financially. Welcome to 28 and Sober.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week 49 of my one-year journey stopping drinking alcohol. This is 28 and Sober. Thanks for tuning in. So many of you continue to come back every week. I absolutely adore you all. This podcast is all about connecting curious minds with simple mental health strategies. And I think that's what my sober journey's done for me. It's just been a strategy to take a bit of control into my life and better understand myself. If it is your first time here today, please go and hit that like and subscribe button. Go check out our social media. We have a bunch of really fun content. Also, if you want to win a case of Drink a Rapper, our sponsor for the podcast, all you have to do is post on your Instagram story your favorite episode, a little screenshot, or you can share it on Spotify, tag both Good Humans Pod and Drink a Rapper. And I'm picking two people a week to send cases to. I do that announcement every Wednesday just for the month of March. So last few days to try that out. Chuck an Instagram story up. Let us know your favorite episode. All right, my sober journey this week. Far out. I've just been really learning a lot about myself recently. A lot of reflection about this journey. Obviously, I'm coming very close to the end. I'm going to wait until my 28th birthday on the 10th of May, although I did start the challenge about 3 or 2 weeks before. But yeah, about 3.5 weeks left, and some of the biggest changes I've seen. One thing that I was thinking about that I've been thinking about a lot this week is this idea in my mind always being like, oh, I can't change the world. What's the point? Whether it be picking up rubbish, whether it be, stopping drinking alcohol, it's not going to change the whole world. I don't know where I'm going with this concept, but something I've been focusing on lately is, can I change my world? And when I say that, it means, if I stop drinking alcohol, are people around me going to be inspired? Is that going to start a little ripple effect? Is it going to change the world that I'm interacting in? Is it going to make somebody else in my life's life a little better by inspiring them by my actions? And this just comes down to every little thing we do. And I think it comes back to being aware. So for me, it's stuff like going to the farmer's market, eating a bit healthier. Maybe you're not going to stop Woolworths and Coles from doing packaged food, but you're going to change your world. You're going to start eating stuff that is a bit more nutritionally valuable to you. You're going to start doing stuff that is, yeah, just a little bit better for your overall well-being, which in turn becomes changing your world. So yeah, this week with not drinking for me has been, once again, pretty chilled. I had a really fun day, actually. Thanks to everyone who came on Saturday morning down to Mermaid Beach. We did a mindful morning at 6:30 till 7:30 on the Saturday just passed. About 70 legends rocked up down at Mermaid Beach for a free event. I did a little 15 minutes of gratitude. Lululemon ambassador and also Pilates and yoga instructor. She took everyone through a little yoga flow for 30 minutes. And then we finished with a little gratitude meditation. And yeah, it was just cool knowing now by not drinking, like my weekends, opportunities to improve myself, whether it be attending little events, whether it be doubling down on learning through listening to podcasts, through reading books, whether it be doing more exercise and focusing on my own health, or yeah, just getting out of my comfort zone and trying new things. I mean, I've partied and drank most weekends for 10 years, and I feel like a lot of people do. I know a lot of my audience are very health conscious and looking to improve in different ways. So good on you all who are doing that. But yeah, it's not about looking at your life through judgment. It's looking at, yeah, what sort of world do you want to live in? By being kind to your friend, is it going to make them a little bit happier, which in turn makes your world a little bit better of a place? Yeah, and then on Saturday night, I went down to Byron. I spent the night with my good friend Jono. We went surfing, had a nice dinner, just watched a movie, and yeah, kept it pretty cruisy this weekend. I've got a really busy week coming up. I have to go to do a lot of work on my new merch, which I'm very excited for. Everyone who listens to this podcast, this is kind of the concept behind the merch, and you're going to hear a lot more about it over the coming weeks, but all of our clothing items have simple messages, like what are you grateful for? Be kind to your mind. And the new stuff has got some really cool designs as well, which I think you're going to love. But the whole point is to give you guys a way to connect the Good Human Factory with your community. a way to inspire the people that you walk past to look and go, oh yeah, be kind to your mind. I needed that reminder. Oh, what are you grateful for? I needed that. The Good Human Factory is a movement, and you, everyone who listens to this podcast is a part of it, and I thank you all for it. And the whole thing is to connect people with simple ways to improve their life, connect people with their own purpose, and just understand that we all have the power to change our own world with a bit of dedication, with a curious mind, and yeah, just a bit of kindness, gratitude, empathy, mindfulness, all these fun little values that make the world a better place. So that's my kind of journey this week. Actually, another kind of fun thing happened. I like telling you all about my funny things that happened during the week. So I was on Tuesday this week just passed, I was driving home from work on about 3 PM, and I thought I had a workshop to do in Marist College in Brisbane, which there's one up there. I booked a workshop with them back in October. And for some reason I just had intuition to put in my maps how far it was going to take me to get from the Gold Coast to Brisbane. And it just, something wasn't adding up. And I clicked on the email from the school and I saw that it said .sydney.edu on one of the emails of the teacher. And at 3 PM, I realized that, wow, I'm meant to be in Sydney for a workshop at 8:30 tomorrow morning. And it was about 3:30 PM on the Tuesday afternoon. But luckily my intuition caught it. So I went straight to the airport, flew from Brisbane down to Sydney, got to the workshops in time, really good workshops, Marist College in Sydney. I did two workshops with about 150 to 200 students in each, really engaged. And that went really well. But that was not really anything to do with my drinking, but just something I found kind of interesting, being able to adapt to these situations and having a clear mind, I think definitely has a lot to do with the not drinking and these kind of little bouts of intuition and trusting myself with like, oh, maybe I should check how long it is to get up to this workshop. Yeah, just good things have been kind of flowing. So if you're kind of curious, what's it going to be like if I pull back on drinking? I can almost guarantee it's going to make your life a little better. Your friendships group might change, but you'll find new people in your community who have that same mindset of you, who want to take care of themselves, who want to thrive through life, and yeah, who want to change their world for the better. So thanks to everyone who continues to tune in. Please go and hit that 5 stars, like and subscribe. You guys are the people who can make this podcast grow. The more numbers and the more downloads and listeners that come to this podcast, the bigger the guests I can get on my Friday episodes. I've had a few really big guests I've been chatting to recently who are like, I need your numbers to be up to about double what I'm at right now. So if you're listening right now, tell one friend. If everyone listening tells one friend about their favorite episode, they go and check it out, they start enjoying the podcast, then we're going to get this to more people. We're going to connect more people with simple mental health strategies. And yeah, we're going to make the world a little bit better place. So thanks for being a good human. Thanks for sharing, helping me grow this thing. Keep an eye out for the merch coming very soon. And yeah, I'll chat to you all as the week goes on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.